This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, January 30th. God's word for you today is stand firm. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, and it says, "No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors." How do we gain traction and make progress with our lives? We need to get a GRIP, grip. G stands for gain momentum by disrupting your patterns. R stands for rely on God's strength, not your own. So, after we have gotten the momentum and we are relying on God, the third thing is I. Identify and eradicate intimidation. We need to identify and eradicate intimidation. What area of your life and mind needs attention? More often than not, we are intimidated. God is saying to you today, do not be intimidated. God is not only with you, God is for you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every spirit of intimidation in your life. Lord, we crush that spirit and drive it out of these lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The spirit of intimidation wants to make you look small. Sometimes it masquerades as humility, but it is not humility. It tries to make you look small, incapable, and incompetent. Quit condemning yourself. People condemn themselves even in their spiritual lives. They beat themselves down. Stop it. Have you done something wrong? Then repent quickly. Do not stay there. Repent and turn around. And once you repent, God has forgiven you. Move on. God puts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Move on. Do not be intimidated. Is the task before you huge and so you are intimidated? I am saying to you today, do not be intimidated. Instead, break it down and take small steps. Do you want to have a six-pack? Start with a one-pack. Start with 5 minutes of exercise a day. I know you want to skip for 15 minutes. One of my spiritual daughters is always posting videos of herself rolling tires and jumping, and that is fantastic. However, sometimes when we look at people like her, we get intimidated. Do not be intimidated. She may be able to do 15 minutes. Praise God for her. But you start with 5 minutes, work out for 5 minutes, then make it 10 minutes. And before you know it, you will be doing 15 minutes. That is traction. Start small. You do not need to take the giant step. Implement small action steps you can take today. You want to stop eating at night, right? You typically eat a big bowl of you know what every night before you sleep. Start by cutting that bowl in half. Yes, I know you need to stop it altogether, but start by taking small portions. Keep reducing it, and boom, it is called traction. Let us pray. The Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 11. Please read. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.